Free bat rides every day. Howdy, friends. I'm Lord Jim Crabbington for Medieval Motors, your friendly truck stop and transportation in the Diet of Worms. Friends, whether you're in the body or at the lunch, we've got the Griffin, the Minotaur, or the sporty little Camel Leopard to suit your imaginary travel needs. And gosh, what can I say about these little guys? Yes, it's your all-new cardboard vampirettes, the economy transport that's got them all guessing on the other side. Well, we've got continents and peninsulas of new and used transfigurations and a secret rose garden of perfect values. So get your ass in gear and your oxen in here so as we can trade indulgences and get you on your path. Now, we're just a painful mile off the freeway of Lost Hope at the intersection of down and out avenues in the Citadel of the Angels.
Seen these beautiful girls from L.A. lying on the beach with hardly nothing on, looking real good, kind of soft and brown. I got 14 days, my vacation wouldn't pay, I'm going to drive to L.A. So I went to get a tune-up from Jay Dupar in my 37 Betsy coupe car. He picked up the hood and stuck in his head, then he listened to the motor, and this is what he said. Old Betsy goes, and she ought to go. He said a new distributor is what she needs, so I told him to fix her and to give him a key, and I told him to call me if something else went wrong. Next morning, Jake was on the telephone. He said, old Betsy goes, and she's supposed to go. Well, I told him he was wasting my vacation with pay, and Jake said it'd only be a couple more days because her starter froze up and her battery's dead and her headlights are leaking oil, he said. Old Betsy goes. Did she ever go? Then Jake called again in a couple of days, said old Betsy ain't never gonna get to L.A. cause her axle lead's turning and her brakes are low, her generator smokes and her timing is slow, her crankshaft is cranky and her cam is jammed, her lifters are lifeless and her rods are rammed, she needs new plugs and a barrel of oil, and I have to heat her block to make the radiator boil. Well, that's right, she'll never go. I told Jake to quit after 14 days, and just before I hitchhiked out to L.A., I wrote him a check for what he'd done so far, but I got the last laugh on Jake Duke's car, because that check will go, and it'll never go.
Well, howdy, 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 I'm Billy Bob Joe Brown, Jr. for Billy Bob Jr.'s Used Construction Vehicles. We're located right here in San Paquita. You know, whether or not it's for the wife shopping trips, or maybe you're sending the kids off to college, or maybe you just want a sporty second vehicle for the whole darn family, why don't you come on down and test drive one of these beauties today? Right here's a 1978 skip loader. Drive it for 10 days. If you're not completely satisfied with it, bring it back on a free 10-day trial exchange. Here's a 977K Caterpillar. It's only got 8 hours on it, but I've got to sell it as a used cat. Here's a unit crane. It's a classic. It's got air conditioning, power windows, and, of course, 8-track stereo. Easy terms here at Billy's. With every construction vehicle sold, why, we'll give you 2 free tickets to Fred Wilson's Action News Show on KRUD. I'll see you here.
We got the best darned up trucks and the sturdiest cranes, Caterpillars, tractors, and forklifts.
Santa Claus can't wait to thaw, so I had to make that plan. The reindeer sailed, but the wind prevailed, and the sleigh went down that night. The darkest moment ever known would be if children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning woke to see not a single present beneath the tree. The night kid saved Christmas. Through the desert hills, far from winter's chills, sped the Knight Rider and Kit. They heard the SOS.
Michael, Santa's in distress.
We gotta get him out of it.
Channel 4 degrees, east by northeast, and Michael, we've no time to spare.
Pedal to the floor, Kit's engine roar, turbo boost into the air. The darkest moment ever known would be of children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning, woke to see not a single present beneath the tree. The night Kit saved Christmas.
Michael, I'm picking up a signal.
Kit, give me a close-up of that snowbank over there.
Looks like I've found our man.
1,000 gifts lay atop the drifts, poor Santa far below. Kit pulled back, prepared to attack, and blasted through the snow. They hooked the sleigh and were on their way, Kit in Rudolph's place. They made the rounds through every town, put a smile on every face. The darkest moment ever known would be of children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning, woke to see not a single present beneath the tree. But the darkest moment
never came. Cause Kit and Michael, well, they saved the day that Christmas morning, dawn fair and bright. No trace of trouble after the night. The night Kit saved Christmas.
Michael, this isn't exactly foundation business. How are you going to justify the expense?
Don't you worry about Devin. After all, this is Christmas. And besides, we're having a great time.
Great time? You call towing a herd of reindeer and a fat man in a red suit a great time? Really, Michael?
Listen, Kit, just try to think about the smiles on those children's faces when they wake up tomorrow morning.
I'll never understand this human sentimentality.
Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops, I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Bouncing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Oh, you have a lot of fun at the red lights. You ever kill somebody at the red light? You can do it. They're walking right in front of you, man. Let's kill this asshole, huh? Nah, let him go. Hey, let's kill his broad. Okay, nah, fuck it. Let her go. Okay. Let's not kill anybody today. Two people saved, man changes mind. Well, with some people, that's the only good deed they can do for you. Not kill you that day. Okay, now before we get out on the road, there's other little things to do. You wouldn't want to just be rash and rush out of the driveway. Let's check the car. That makes a lot of sense. Let's check the car first. And what do we check first? Of course, the bumper stickers. Make sure we have enough of them, right? You wouldn't want to get out there and not have some reading material for the other drivers. God knows what people would ever do at the stop signs. if it weren't for my handy mobile library service. I have so many of these things, I have to look at them and check which ones are current. Here's one, oh, kind of an intellectual one, says, honk if your horn is broken. That ought to hold them for about a block and a half. Here's a spiritual one. I've found him. I have Jesus in the trunk. I've noticed people give me an awful lot of room when I have that one on. About a mile and a half on either end of the car, you know. Now, some of these, like I said, there's so many of these stickers, they overlap and the messages get confused. Now, here's something that says, hug a flower. Have you smelled your children today? Well, that makes a little more sense. And something for the ecology, eye break for optical illusions. Oh, and a humorous license plate frame. We must have a humorous license plate frame. Mine says, my other car is a piece of shit, too. You know what my favorite thing is on the back of the car? It says, I'd rather be sailing. Well, I hope I'm driving a crane when I see this motherfucker some afternoon. We'll give him his wish. Bon voyage, Dave. Well, he always loved the ocean. What's the first thing they teach you in driver education? They tell you where to put your hands on the steering wheel. They tell you to put them at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Bullshit, I put mine at 9:45 and 2:17. Gives me an extra half an hour to get to work, you know? By the way, use everything on your car, you know what I mean? It's yours, fuck it, you paid for the car. Use everything, man. Flip your sun visor, even on a cloudy day. Who knows? Flip it over here. Flip it up and down. Flip it on the side like the French people do. Flip the other one, even if no one is there. Open the ashtray. Push in the lighter, even if you don't smoke. Turn all the knobs. Have a lot of fun. Put your hand out the window. Tell people to stop. You have power. Power, stop. Hold on. You stop. And then let one person go. Okay, you can go. Not you. You go. Okay, hey. Fuck it. Have a little fun. You paid for the car. You know what I mean? You ever been behind a guy whose turn signal has been on for 80 miles? You say, well, maybe he's just really cautious, you know. I'm not going to pull out now. He may go at any moment. And you find out later he was going around the world to the left. You ever have somebody behind you whose brights are on? Isn't that fun? Someone behind you whose brights are on. Someone who just had his headlights aimed and wants to show you what a wonderful job the mechanic did. You know how you take care of those people, don't you? Slam on the brakes, let them plow right into you, man. Sure put some fucking lights out in a big hurry, I'll tell you that. Let him find his way home, you know what I mean? He got out, he can get home. Another kind of person you don't want to get behind is anybody... slow. There are two classes of human beings to avoid in this category. The first one is any woman whose head you can't see in the car at all. Any 4-foot woman in a Cadillac is certain death. I pull over and take public transportation myself. I'm not fucking with a ghost car. Let someone else flag down the Flying Dutchman. It's not my job. You say, well, maybe it's just coasting. No, I see knuckles. It's definitely not a robot car. And the other type of person whom you don't want to get anywhere near, much less behind, any man over 70 wearing a hat. Especially a checkered hat with earlaps. In August. I mean, no kidding, it's like some of these old guys are in reverse or something. You say, I'm standing perfectly still and he's getting closer to me. Some of these old guys, I think they're just out trying out their new wax job. Trying to see if it altered the aerodynamic coefficient of their machine. And all these old guys seem to be on the zoning board. They're always looking at the landscape. Checking every parcel of land. Trying to remember who used to live there. Now that used to be, oh shit, I forget now. Hey, I don't mind a little nostalgia, but do it from the side of the road, man. I'm trying to get to a party. You know, sometimes you'll see an old guy in front of you, and God bless him, but he's driving like this. Say, well, he's not dead. He's changed lanes 3 times.
Okay, open the door and get in. Look out for the stuff on the seats there. It's all right. Let me get the maps. Hi, this is KBC, Bitslap. Part 2 of the CarCast today. And where we've already been is we started with Lord Jim Crappington. That was Phil Austin of the Fireside Theater from his solo album, Roller Maidens from Outer Space. Dodge Dart was Neil Gladstone. Neil grew up in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Went to the University of Chicago, where he majored in Beatles. And he's got many albums. Currently lives in Eugene, Oregon. And I learned to drive in a Dodge Dart. And I bet many of you did, too. After that, the Hummers. Old Betsy Goes Boing from Capitol Records in 1973. Written by a guy named Dan Dalton and L. Rude. No name, just L. And they claim to have been inspired by a Mazda commercial. I don't know which one, and I've never been inspired by anything by Mazda, so there you go. Billy Bob Joe Brown, the construction vehicles, came from a forgotten 1981 Dabney Coleman movie called KGOD, where a guy takes a failing TV station and turns it religious to comic effect. And then Knight Rider's Christmas from Kit, The Amazing Car of Tomorrow. Knight Rider, of course, the David Hasselhoff show. David Hasselhoff played Michael Knight, good do-gooder. And William Daniels was the voice of Kit. Also, Edward Mulhire was in there. Kit stood for Knight Industries 2000. And I don't know if those guys are on this track, but the show is still around. You can find them in reruns. And in 2008, they tried to make a new one. It was a disaster. So check local listings for something better to see. And then the Yupers, Rusty Chevrolet from Ishpeming, Michigan. That's the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And that's where they get their name, UP for Upper Peninsula, Yupers. Get it? And that's from an album called Culture Shock from 1987. And they're still operating. You know, you can't keep a good Yuper down. So if you go to their website, theyupers.com, you can check out things like Gesta Doohickey and the Yuper Hall of Fame, which has no one you've ever heard of. And then finally, we had some words of wisdom from George Carlin about cars and driving. All right? So, I'm going to ask you again, put your damn seatbelt on. All right? Smoke them if you got them. Please open the window if you do. And make sure you put your drinks firmly in the cup holders, all right? And no talking to the driver. All right? Because I don't know how to drive very good. So, wish us luck. Here we go.
Hey, you boners in the front seat. Look at your kids in the back seat. Jumping around like lions in the veldt. Why aren't they in their seat belts? Buckle up, baby. Buckle up, baby. If you don't buckle up, baby, bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Hey, if you're in a station wagon going 35 barely drag. If you gotta stop right now quick, you're gonna see a sight gonna make you sick. There'll be glass and blood and gasoline, cuts and abrasions, scabs and screams, dead little children and dead adults, cause you are such stupid folks. I say buckle up, baby. I say buckle up, baby.
If you don't buckle up, it's a bye-bye, baby. Well, if you don't buy your luck, well, bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Well, if you don't, oh, buckle up, it's bye-bye, baby, bye-bye.
regular.
Traffic accident.
You have a traffic accident.
What happens on highways, byways, lanes, county roads, and the big freeways? Almost any place you go, almost any time of day, they have a traffic accident.
They have a traffic accident.
And the ambulance comes, and they take you away. You get your name in the paper the next day with a quote from the doctor. And the doctor say, you had a traffic accident yesterday.
Well,
Billy and Willie, they drove across town looking for Johnny, but Johnny ain't around. They asked Johnny's brother and he said with a frown, he had a traffic accident.
He had a traffic accident.
That old Bobby, he had nothing to fear. 389 and too much beer. Must not have seen that stop sign too clear. There was a traffic accident.
There was a traffic accident.
And the ambulance come, and they took him away. He got his name in the paper the next day with a quote from the doctor. And the doctor say,
you had a traffic accident yesterday.
Well, people just driving, singing a song, having traffic accidents all day long. They're having them short, they're having them long. They're having traffic accidents. Everybody likes driving, because driving's nice. So I'm telling you once, I'm telling you twice. Keep your hands on the wheel, take my advice. Don't have a traffic accident.
No?
Don't have a traffic accident.
You can't mean
Don't
that.
Have a traffic accident.
Who, me?
Don't have a traffic accident.
I didn't do nothing.
Don't have a traffic accident.
Oh, man, I can't believe
Don't
that.
Have a traffic accident.
Come on, man. Don't have a traffic
Going down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
Transfusion, transfusion.
I'm just a solid mess of contusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
Jumped in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with a chick of mine.
I crossed the center line cause I gotta make time.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh man, I got the hurting convolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Puts on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast driving daddy with a real cool head.
I'm gonna pass that truck on the hill ahead.
Transfusion, transfusion.
My red corpuscles are in mass confusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pour the crimson to me, Jim Jim.
Took a little drink and I'm feeling right. And I can fly over everything in sight.
There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right.
Transfusion, transfusion.
I'm a real gone pale face, no illusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. When you see me coming, better start to pray.
I'm cutting up the road and I'm boss all the way.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pump the fluid to me, Louie.
Burning up the freeway and it's early in the morning. And I'm passing everybody over, nothing but corn.
Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Put a gallon in me, Alan. Barnyard drivers are found in two classes. Doggone roadhogs and speed jackasses.
So remember to slow down today.
Hey, Daddy, make mine type. Oh, will you, Doc?
Channel 2 claims that safe driving is in some way a desirable goal for society. This position completely ignores the documented value of reckless driving as a form of self-expression. If one were to believe Channel 2, safe driving is some kind of magic elixir for panacea and other ills. There is no area of modern life more highly regimented and controlled by the government than life behind the wheel. between speed limits, mandatory headlights, and divided highways, today's driver is encased in a web of womb-like precaution. We believe he should once again be able to enjoy driving in reverse down a mountain road. That driving should once again stand for freedom, dignity, and grisly death. So let's put the free back in freeways and the cause back in causeways. Let's get rid of the hogwash and start up the car wash. Thank you.
You have just heard Louis DeLongpre speaking in reply to a recent editorial. It is the position of the management that Mr. DeLongpre is brain damaged.
We had a few drinks. Our brains were well done. We got your dad's Mercedes to have a little fun. You sped up to read some guy's stupid bumper sticker, and the guy slammed on his brakes. We couldn't die any quicker. We'll go through the windshield together. We'll fall on the hood together. We're on the stretcher now. They wheel us through the door. I'm looking at your face. You're not my girlfriend anymore. The guy starts taking out my kidney. And I go, hey, what are you doing? I didn't sign the back of my driver's license. We'll go through the windshield together. We'll die on the table together. And it'll be so romantic.
Oh, hey, don't you just stop my car?
Yeah, the car's really great.
You're a pretty rotten driver,
what? Though. You better watch where you're going.
No, I'm okay.
No, I think you better watch it. No. Wait, look out. Wait. Come on.
Pop them in the griddle and serve them up country fried. Roadkill.
serve it up country fried.
But right now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Our sponsors, the Blatz Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, makers of Blatz beer, and their employees have asked us to speak for them.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, boom boom.
When friends don't stop friends from drinking and driving, friends die.
Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la, boom boom.
But I can't make the sale without a drink.
Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
Do you deny or conceal your drinking?
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la, boom boom.
Christmas dreams are wonderful dreams, filled with the excitement of things hoped for. And in the stillness of Christmas Eve, these dreams have a way of coming true. For a small girl, a doll is a wonderful dream, a delight that will brighten her eyes like no other surprise. For a boy, it's a bike, bright, shiny, sure to bring shouts of pleasure. But for the whole family, what could compare with a gift of the most thrillingly beautiful car of the year? The Swept-Wing Dodge for 1957. Bold and gleaming, bright and beautiful. This car holds the promise of everything your family has ever wanted for a Merry Christmas.
On Christmas night in 1989, Billy Martin and his friend Bill Reedy were driving home from a local bar. It had snowed all night, and the roads were treacherous. At 5:45, the car skidded out of control around a hairpin turn and crashed in a ditch yards from his home. Billy Martin was dead at the age of 61.
A Dodge for Christmas, a Christmas dream. Why not see your Dodge dealer and make it come true?
This is Ed Herlihy giving Heath big talk about the 1948 Pontiac. When it comes to automobiles, people will be talking most about the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac. They'll be talking about the distinctive silver streak styling that's finer for 48. They'll talk about the superb new interiors with their rich two-tone upholstery in the deluxe models. They'll talk about all 15, yes, 15 beautiful body models. And, of course, they'll talk about GM Hydromatic Drive, now available as optional equipment at extra cost on the 1948 Pontiac. See the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac with Hydromatic Drive. That's 1948's finest motoring combination.
I'm Harv Kirshner, owner and president of Harv Kirshner's Happy Face Motors Weather Freeways meet in Hooverville. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now there is no energy crisis here at Harv Kirshner's. That's right, these little beauties you're resting your retina on right now got 522 cubic inches of energy. And they're using every bit of it right now to say to you, come on down, take me home, and feed me, feed me. Now what this energy thing comes down to in a nutshell, friends, is you gonna let some panty-waste environmentalist, some chucklehead bureaucrat take away your God-given right to drive one of these gas-guzzling mothers on Sunday? Are you going to let some Arab hold a gun to your back and keep you from buying one of these gas-swilling sweethearts? Sure, it drinks gas. You bet it drinks gas, partner, and that's why the good Lord put gasoline on this God's green earth. So you could drive straight through to Kettleman City in your 8-cylinder custom van conversion without stopping. Friends, you look right here at the sticker price. Look at the sticker price on the window of this car. That's what we think of the sticker price at Harv Kirshner's, friends. It's your choice. This car made in America by bronzed American working men in Pittsburgh, or some titty car you need a shoehorn to get into. You look at this car, friends, brand new. There it is. It's got a dent in it, friends. Now you come on down here right now and take it away. We'll take anything as a down payment. Empty pop bottles, food stamps, welfare checks. Have you had credit trouble in the past? Are you in debt, out of work, a shut-in, a pro- problem, drinker? Friends, are you legally dead? I don't care. Look, there's my credit manager. Look here, Bobo Deluxe.
Hiya,
he's trying to give these cars away. Let me show you what we think of the credit manager here at Harfkirchner's Happy Face Motors. Now you, buddy, you come here. Give me that wallet. Come here. Now look, you get in that car right there. Give me that wallet. Get in there. Now go on. Get in that car. There it is, Friends, right there. Look at him. Look at that smile on his face. Another satisfied customer, Friends. If you don't come down here right now, television Friends, I'm going to back this late model American station wagon over my dog Spot. Barb Kirchner's Happy Face Motors, where the freeways meet Newberville. Thank you.
This court has been called into session to pass judgment on a special new car from Pontiac. All rise for the judge.
Judge, the special great one from Pontiac GTO. Hurst, shifter, race meter 4. Pontiac Ram Air, 66 horse. Type wheels, 60-inch spoiler and foil.
Judge the rule.
Judge the special great one from Pontiac GTO. Pontiac Ram Air 400 Qs for action. Wide track mag type polyglass shoes for traction.
Judge the rule.
Judge the special great one from Pontiac GTO.
Gonna come for to court me, court me, court me. When you gonna come for to court me, pretty little boy of mine? Well, I was thinking about coming on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Thinking about coming on Sunday, that is, if the weather be good. Are you gonna be bringing your buggy, buggy, buggy? You're gonna be bringing your buggy, pretty little boy of mine. Well, I was thinking about coming in my sports car, sports car, sports car. Thinking about coming in my sports car, that is, if the weather be good. Oh, that ain't romantic. How come you ain't bringing your buggy, buggy, buggy? How come you ain't bringing your buggy, pretty little boy of mine? You know a buggy ain't fit in no sports car. Sports car, sports car. Buggy can't fit in no sports car, even if the weather be good. Thank you. When are we gonna get married, married, married? When are we gonna get married, pretty boy of mine? I wanna make my last payment on my sports car. Sports car? Sports car! Make my last payment on my sports car. Everything will be just fine. You know I wanna have a lot of children, children, children. You know I wanna have a lot of children, pretty little boy of mine. Holy mackerel, woman, what's wrong with you? Chilly can't fit no sports car, sports car, sports car. Chilly can't fit no sports car, even if the weather be good. Let's just forget about the wedding, wedding, wedding. Let's just forget about the wedding, even if the weather be good. I don't wanna marry no sports car, sports car, sports car. Don't wanna marry no sports car, even if the weather be good. Well, now listen here, woman, when I come over there on Sunday, I don't wanna hear none of your mouth. All you got to do is get in, fasten your seatbelt, and close the door.
All right, well, we've stopped by this pleasant little stream here to have a little lunch, catch up with where we are. We heard Buckle Up from Stephen Banks. Stephen is a friend of Penn Jillette and a prolific TV writer. He writes SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, CatDog, Jimmy Neutron. He's also done some acting in TV and movies and voiceovers. But his best role, one that everybody will remember, is if they saw the movie Aristocrats. He was the mime. Remember the mime version of A Dirty Joke? You had to see it. It worked. Pete Cicero, after that, Traffic Accident. Pete wrote the Pencil Neck Geek song for Freddie Blassie with Martin Marquise, who is better known as Johnny Legend, not to be confused with the crooner John Legend. Transfusion, after that, The Four Jokers, written by a former truck driver known as Nervous Norvis. Transfusion supposedly features Jimmy Drake, but quoting from Wikipedia, it says, contrary to popular belief, Drake was never a member of the Four Jokers. He was very shy and turned down a chance to perform Transfusion on The Sullivan Show. Died in 1968 of cirrhosis of the liver at age 56. We heard from the Credibility Cap, the editorial reply from David Squiggy Lander. We'll Go Through the Windshield Together was Couch Flambeau. I love a good love song. And they're from Milwaukee. The album was called Day the Music Died in 1985. And then Milo Tremblay carelessly gave us Roadkill. Milo was also known as James Lee Reeves. Performs as Professor Milo Marriage Counselor and has serious enough country chops that he was in Farm Aid with Willie Nelson. Then we heard a couple of spots. The safety PSA with Blatz and Dodge was put together for us by Jerry Nutter, friend of the station. We heard Ed Herlihy and Pontiac for 48. Arv Kirshner was the Fabulous Deluxe Brothers. And Pontiac GTO from Paul Revere and the Raiders. That was indeed a real commercial and found its way into being made into a real record. I think a flip side of something, but I don't know what. And then Casey Anderson, the sports car song, Even If the Weather Be Good, from an album called The Bag I'm In. In 1962, Casey was from Chicago and performed from the 60s into the mid-70s. So, all right, let's get back in the car and keep going. We got a long way to go before we're there, wherever there is. So, you want to take a leak by that tree? Go ahead. I won't look. But anyway, get back in the car and we'll get going.
Love. your hands off my car.
I'm tired of telling you, tired of warning you, it's gone a bit too far. How many times do I have to tell you to keep your hands off my car? I'm talking to the vandalizers, talking to the joyriders, talking about you bums. While we sleep, you come out like creeps, you're the lowest of low-life scum.
Keep your hands off my car. Keep your hands off my car. Don't you push me too far. Keep your hands off my car.
Hungry, cause you're gonna taste defeat. If it's the radio you want, just ask. I'll buy you one, deliver it myself, then shove it up your.
Keep your hands off my car. Keep your hands off my car. Don't you push me too far. Keep your hands off my car.
Don't break in, don't steal in, don't siphon my gas. Don't slash the tires or smash in the glass. Just
keep your hands off my car. Keep your hands off my car. Don't you push me too far. Keep your hands off my car.
Johnny O'Connor owned an automobile. He took his sweetheart for a ride last Sunday. He was dressed up in his best Sunday clothes. She nestled close to his side. Things went just dandy till they got down the road. Then something happened to the old machinery. That engine got his ghost. Off came his hat and coat. Everything needed repair. So he got out and got under, got out and got under to fix his little machine. Why, he was dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute when he begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under and fix his automobile. A dozen times he tried to hug and kiss, and then the darned old thing, why, it would miss. And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his little machine. Millionaire Wilson said to Johnny one day, your little sweetheart don't appreciate you. I have a daughter who is hungry for love, and she likes to ride, by the way. Johnny had visions of a million and gold. He took her riding in his little auto. But every time that he went to say, marry me, was the old story again. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix his little machine. He was dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix his automobile. A dozen times he tried to hug and kiss, and then the darned old thing, why, it would miss. And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his little machine. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix his little machine. He was dying to cuddle his queen, but every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix his automobile. A dozen times he tried to hug and kiss, and then the darned old thing, why, it would miss. And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his little machine.
Mm-hmm. of gas went up to 62. He was an automobile mechanic, working steady throughout the year. And in times of his profession, he whispered in her ear, "Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gears? When my spark plug is as dead as Kelsey's doorknob and my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my old exhaust gets noisy? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? By heck, when my fender has a dent and my piston rod is bent? Will you love me when my flipper is a wreck?" "Will you love me when my fuel pipe is empty? Will you love me when my rear end's worn and torn? Will you love me when my rim rod's old and rusty? Will you love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? By heck, when the junk man says no use and my nuts and bolts are loose? Will you love me when my flipper is a wreck? Tusky-wusky, yip-da-doo-ya, hippity-bop-and-be-bow."
Johnny Jones bought a car just the other day. Took his girl out for a ride, thought that she would play. But he ran into trouble along the road, they said. And as you pass him by, here's what Johnny cried. "Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. I don't know what the trouble can be. Now her lines are all right and her body's a sport. She won't do much on the gallery, she'll raise hell on the court. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me." "Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. I don't know what the trouble can be. I messed around until I thought I was lost. Then I even tried to plug up her exhaust. Still I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me." "I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. I don't know what the trouble can be. I looked at her carburetor, flew with her corn. Lifted up her hood and I squirted in some more. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me. Oh, I can't get her started, I can't get her started. I don't know what the trouble can be. I stepped on her starter, I choked her and then I checked her transmission and I greased her rear end. And I can't get her started, I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me."
Old Zeke Perkins sold his hogs the other day. Well, a gosh darn fool quoted Bunny right away. He rode in town sitting on a board, and he come riding home in a darn little Ford. Got to the house and he got to the gate, and he shut down the throttle and he pulled for the brake. He grabbed for the reins, he got the throttle instead, but the gall darn Ford, he kept chugging right ahead. Old Zeke Perkins, he bought an automobile. Old Zeke Perkins of whiskers and red. Old Zeke Perkins, he bought an automobile. God darn Ford kept chugging right ahead. When he got to the house and he got to the gate, he shut down the throttle and he pulled for the brake. He grabbed for the reins, he got the throttle instead, and the gall darn Ford kept a chugging right ahead. Then he jerked on the lever and he cut off the gas, and he kicked at the pedals and he broke out the glass. Then he jerked out his gun, he shot the tires full of lead, but the gall darn Ford kept a chugging right ahead. Then he jerked out his knife, a smile serene. He cut a hole in the tank, he drained out the gasoline. Then he cut all the wires and he jerked off the top, but the gall darn Ford did just one stop. Yard and up through the lane, Marinda saw him coming, she went insane. She run out ahead and she stopped to see, and the Ford struck her squarely where a bustle ought to be. She run out ahead as she went in the air. Zeke went by, she grabbed him by the hair. She landed in the seat and she landed in the bed, and the gall darn Ford kept a chugging right ahead. Then he started to the woodhouse, he just missed the hole, and he struck an old pig and he ought to see it roll down through the yard in a big muddy heap, in a big muddy pool about 6 feet deep. Then he grabbed Marindy and he waded to the shore, so glad that he stopped and it wouldn't go to more. Then he picked up his ears and he looked back and said, well, the gall darn Ford is chugging right ahead. Old Zeke Perkins, he bought an automobile. Old Zeke Perkins of whiskers and red. Old Zeke Perkins, he bought an automobile. The gall darn Ford kept a chugging right ahead.
Well, sure, I've gone and done it. Yes, sir, Nancy nagged at me till I bought an automobile. It come one day last week, and Nancy ain't been as tickled over anything since her crazy quilt took a prize at the county fair as she was over that joy wagon. Well, I felt it in my bones I'd made a fool of myself, or soon would, so next day I filled it full of gasoline and got all ready to take Nancy, Jim Lawson, and Ezra Hoskins out for a ride. I got out the book of rules, and the more I read it, the less I knew about the innards of that machine. Jim said I had to turn a crank to shoot it off. I turned that crank until my eyes stuck out, but it wouldn't budge. Nancy said the bobbin was wound too tight, or else the shuttle was threaded wrong. By that time, all Punkin Center was there and giving advice. Lige Willis said I ought to talk kindly to it and offer it some oats. Hank Weaver said I ought to lead it around for a spell until it got to know me. And Cy Pettingill said maybe I hadn't watered it yet, and Deacon Witherspoon wanted to offer prayer. Well, I grabbed hold of that crank again, and it flew back and hit me on the shins, and I sat down in the yard to think it over, and Nancy said the language I used was just shameful. Just then Jim Lawson said, don't this plug go in somewhere? We found where it went, and I turned the crank, and that machine began to rear and snort. It run over Hank Weaver's dog, tore a hole through Willett's picket fence, knocked over Cy Pettingill's beehives, and kept right on a-going. Well, I worked every lever that machine had, and every one made it go faster. Nancy was screaming, Ezra Hoskins was praying, and it wouldn't be right to tell what Jim Lawson was doing, but Nancy said it sounded like he was talking to the Lord. Just then we went through Ab Whitaker's wheat field and set it on fire, and I managed to steer it out onto the turnpike road, but that didn't help matters any, because it only hit the road once in a while. It tore down the toll gate, ripped off one side of the covered bridge, then started off through Gabe Fisher's pasture and killed four sheep and a calf, and then run into a haystack and blowed up. All I've got to show for that joyride is a broken leg, some rubber tires, six lawsuits, and a mortgage on the farm. Nancy said if we ever own another one, we'll have a regular chiffonier to run it. I ain't saying much, but I've got a lingering suspicion that all my joyriding will be done in an old buckboard wagon.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Met a little chick in a neighborhood bar. I took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, hey baby, move over close by my side. The chick moved way over to the other side. Uh-oh, you gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. We parked to look at the city lights. She said, it really is a very beautiful sight. So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, oh no, daddy, move away from me. Uh-oh.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. Said, but it's a long ways back to town, and I've got on my evening gown. I said, that's right, baby, and if you don't come on and try to treat me right, you'll be walking home the rest of the night. Uh-oh.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Gotta walk home, baby, 'cause it just won't treat me right.
Okay, as we near the end of our journey, I'd like to remind you to put your seats in the upright position and please make sure the overhead are clear of personal belongings. I thank you very much for joining us this week. We ended up with Beetle Love was a Volkswagen commercial from way back. Keep Your Hands Off My Car, An Angry Young Man, An Anonymous Angry Young Man. And that was from Irwin's Incorrect Music Collection. And if you Google that, Keep Your Hands Off My Car, you'll get a very funny non-related video. Check it out. After that, Will Halley, and he'd have to get under, get out and get under to fix up his automobile. And I Googled Will Halley, and all I got was, will Halley's Comet come back? And the answer is yes, it will return, and it'll be back in 2061. So mark your calendars now. Otherwise, I know nothing about that guy. And then Benny Bell, Will You Love Me When My Flivver Is a Wreck, also known as the Automobile Song. Benny is, of course, best known for his shaving cream, a Demento favorite for many years, and has many records in both English and Yiddish, most of them of dubious morality. And I actually met him once at the Bottom Line with Dr. Demento and Weird Al, and he was absolutely adorable. I just wanted to love him to death. He's just so cute. After that, Tommy Odom, She Won't Turn Over For Me, no information on that. Followed by Fields Nord, Old Zeke Perkins, a song also known as a Ford song, written by A. Flivver in 1918. Nord, born in 1911, lived to 87. He was a member of the Bog Trotters, a bluegrass ensemble in the 30s and 40s. And then Laughing Cal Stewart, Uncle Josh Buys an Automobile. And you know there's going to be trouble when Uncle Josh gets going. Uncle Josh Weathersby was the character of Cal Stewart, born in Charlotte County, Virginia in 1856. He died in 1919 and was personal friends of Mark Twain and Will Rogers. Then we heard Dinah Shore in her most famous TV commercial, See the USA in Your Chevrolet. And the Treneers, Get Out the Car, written by Cliff and Claude Trenier, twins, and that was on Oakey Records. The Treneers were from Mobile, Alabama, and mostly worked together, and also with their younger brother, Milton. Worked a lot with the Jimmy Lunsford Band, and they were the first real rock and rollers shown on TV in the Martin and Lewis Colgate Comedy Hour in 1954. So there you go. It's all right, so I'll see you next week with something else. I do have a mystery tune for you, and I would like to thank you very much for being such good passengers. And if you'd like to throw in a buck or two, put it in the can for gas, that would be nice. So, but otherwise, we'll see you later, and have a good ride home.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up, teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you've seen the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up, teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you've seen the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
Can't you get it to go? Is your battery low?
No, I don't think so.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Looking under the hood never did any good.
The choke must be broke.
Bye.
start to clank.
Let's take the gasoline out. Try to put the beer in the tank.
Bring that beer over here, 'cause I need it to stir.
I don't think.
Try putting out all the wires. Try some of the cheese in the cracks. Try dynamite in the tank. Smash all the glass with axe.
Do you have any grease? Pour it over the sink.